The Doylestown Farm, where Oscar Hammerstein penned some of his most memorable musicals, is in trouble. His grandson has an ambitious plan to save it, but it's running into resistance from the local zoning board. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez-Luna reports that supporters say it's a rare chance to celebrate the work and legacy of a man who transformed American music from right here in Bucks County.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
Yes, it was at Highland Farm where Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers wrote Oklahoma and a dozen of other memorable American music theater classics. Hammerstein bought the 40-acre farm outside Doylestown in 1940, and Oklahoma, the first musical he wrote there, took inspiration from the surroundings. Out of one window of his ample second-story workroom, he saw the meadow, and from another, the corn as high as an elephant's eye.
Oh, what a beautiful morning!
And it was directly inspired. You could say it's an ode to Highland Farm and the beautiful mornings that he enjoyed there. He just loved Highland Farm so much. And if you want to know how much, just listen to Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, and you'll see. It's a love song.
Will Hammerstein never visited his grandfather at Highland Farm, but his father told him plenty of stories about life there. Now the lawyer and screenwriter is spending most of his time rescuing the property from developers. He wants to create a museum and performance center dedicated to Oscar Hammerstein's work. It's a complicated real estate process involving easements and permits, water runoff calculations, traffic, ongoing zoning meetings, and of course, concerned neighbors. Rick Colello is a Doylestown Township Council supervisor who says he likes the idea of having a house museum, but opposes Will Hammerstein's larger project.
What they're asking us to do is to give them some variances or bend the rules, so to speak. And let me just tell you, though, I support the Hammerstein Museum. To have a house tour would be fantastic, but it far exceeds what the law or the ordinances are. And that's what the residents elected me to uphold.
But Will Hammerstein says a house museum would not be economically sustainable. It was here that Hammerstein got his groove back after a series of less-known theater works. It was also here that the lifelong partnership with Richard Rodgers developed and flourished. And it was here that he mentored a young Stephen Sondheim. After all, says Bucks County cultural historian, author, and curator David Leopold, Hammerstein is literally the father of contemporary American music theater.
The idea of what we know as a musical today is because of Oscar Hammerstein. He changed the idea of a sort of brainless musical into something where you could actually tell a story. And we sort of take that for granted. How else could you do it differently? Why would anybody watch his other things?
The house where Oscar Hammerstein lived for 20 years and where he died in 1960 is now a floundering bed and breakfast where you can spend a weekend at the King and I or the South Pacific Suite. Hammerstein worked in the largest upstairs room and followed a rigorous daily routine, says grandson Will.
He kept hours like a bank clerk. So he would give 7 hours to the theater and he would give 1 hour to society. You know, he would help raise money for Welcome House that set up adoptions for mixed race kids, the so-called unadoptables. Or he would work with Eleanor Roosevelt, housing discrimination issues.
When you think about it, he adds, themes about social and racial inequality permeate his grandfather's work. Just think of Showboat or South Pacific and Carousel. At the farm, when he didn't need quiet to concentrate, Hammerstein let neighborhood kids use the pool and tennis courts.
He had a system of flags that he would put out at the street, and the kids would come and they would see the flag that said, stay away, I need quiet, and or it's okay to swim in the pool, they'd go swimming or what have you. It was sweet.
Only 5 acres remain of the original 40-acre farm. The house and the crumbling barn occupy half of them. The rest are ready to become modern houses should the Hammerstein project fail. The museum center and theater would showcase Hammerstein's ample cultural legacy and his lesser-known work.
I want to see those actors on stage, 150 feet away from where Oscar wrote all these hits.
Will Hammerstein and his associates have presented a set of revised plans trying to respond to the zoning board's objections. Supervisor Rick Colello rings a note of hope.
I'm very confident that if they came in and said, we can meet your ordinances, and that we would be happy to have them.
It will take months of meetings and hearings before a final determination is made.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.